Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. On June 5th, 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, a presidential candidate, is shot three times in a hail of gunfire in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. The senator had just completed a speech celebrating his victory in the California presidential primary.
Let's listen. I've been working so hard writing this speech. I'm incredibly tired. I've been burning the candle at both ends. I always work hard in everything I do. It's time to give my speech. I can't bother to put out all these candles because my power bill has run up because
I don't even know if you're talking literally or metaphorically. You're really making me angry.
Listen, I'm a politician. You can never tell if I'm talking literally or metaphorically. I'm
like,
a member
of the
Democratic
Party. I'm just
going to
shoot you here
Party.
In the kitchen, okay?
What?
I'm not even
I'd
trying
really
to
rather
act.
You
I'm just
didn't.
Shooting you.
Is
he dead? That guy was so emotionalist and such
Sorry.
Kennedys.
I'm a Kennedy. We never
You're
die.
You're supposed to be dead!
Right. I forgot. Sorry.
Bang. There.
Does anybody notice that the entire living room is caught on fire of his suite? Does anybody care about that? I know we're in the kitchens right now and there's a lot
look,
of stuff going on, but
look.
His room's on fire.
While what you've said is normally very important, I've just killed a presidential candidate. I think I have bigger fish to fry than whether or not this
cheap hotel
burns
down. Well, I got a fire you can fry him in because
okay, let's
it's
toss
spreading.
The body in there and then we'll go catch a movie or something.
It's unfortunate that in all the hubbub about the dead presidential candidate, the larger lesson was missed that you shouldn't leave candles unattended as you could start a fire. But now we are here to learn it, so make sure that you do what I just said. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.